It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is the WWGH 2016 third annual, however you want to say it, Christmas special, and we have a studio full tonight, but it is the quietest group of people I've ever heard in my life. A mouse could run in here right now and you wouldn't hear it. I'm going to turn the mics up now.
I should have known, Charlie.
I was going to try to let you guys, I was going to introduce you before I came to you. Sitting here at the table as we start the special tonight, we have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Lasickney Brothers over the next 2 hours, as well as Glenna Savage, who will be playing some great holiday favorites around the piano tonight. Paul Savage also in studio sharing Christmas memories. It's going to be a lot of fun out here at the WWGH Studios in the Marion Center Mall. How are you doing tonight, Charlie? Hour number three today.
Is it Lasickney? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Lasickney. Lasickney. Lasickney.
Okay, well, I'll ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it. Santa Claus, you are kind of the man of the hour tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's exciting for you to be here.
How are you? Boy, he's really talkative.
Yeah. I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, this is your big... Forget it. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Do you have any questions for Santa Claus tonight?
I'm trying to think of what I'll come back to be.
But there's a lot of merriment in the room. I'm already laughing so hard I'm crying. Well, anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Charlie's going to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh, I wonder what that
was. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun later on. Yeah. So gather everybody around the radio tonight. Mr. Jingling, if you people don't know out there listening, we hope he does arrive before the show is over. But Mr. Jingling is the Cleveland, Ohio Christmas tradition. And apparently there's about 20 inches of snow on the ground somewhere, a breaking point between here and Cleveland. So we hope we see Mr. Jingling tonight. Martha Douse does send her regards. It was a little too cold for Martha to come out.
I bet.
But we thank Martha for sending her best wishes and a Merry Christmas to everybody, the Queen of Dance here in Marion. And I think we might see Marge Hazelett and Linda Sims tonight, but I know they were both feeling under the weather early on in the week. But
what does under the weather mean?
It's right below the equator.
Okay.
There's an equator, then right below it.
Right. Well, just not too far below.
Just south.
Okay.
Now, this is the Christmas special, and hopefully Linda and Marge do step in at some point over the next 2 hours. And, Sean, you spoke with one of our longtime friends who we haven't seen in a while, Marianne Michaels, today.
Yes. She was going to try to... Is my mic on?
Your mic's on. I don't know why you were so low there.
Yeah.
You were on.
Okay. Yeah, she's
I haven't touched him.
I talked to her. She said she only has one car, so she was waiting on her husband to get home. So we don't know where he is.
Is your voice going?
She didn't talk about using her bicycle?
No.
Oh.
And if not, Marianne sends her best wishes tonight for everybody for a happy holiday season. Now, unlike last year, Charlie, we were here last year, you and I, and it was about 60 degrees outside, raining that night, I remember.
Yes, yes.
What happened?
Well, another year came about.
And you would think people have never seen weather like this before.
And a whole new storm or weather system. Last year we had La Nina, and this year we got La Nini.
La Frieza? Something. It is a cold year this year. I think the temperature outside is still something around...
It's between 4 and 11.
4 and 11 degrees. Yeah. Santa Claus, when you go out at Christmas time, when the temperature's like this, what's it like?
Oh.
Do you have to bundle up?
Oh, gotta wear layers. Whoa.
Well,
shouldn't bother him at all. Look at that sleigh and all that. You talk about wind chill.
Is that what you meant? The sleigh.
Yeah.
The sleigh and the toys and the whole bit.
He gets a wind chill galore traveling all around the world. In that sleigh.
Now, is wind chill anything like heat index in the summer?
It's the opposite, yes.
But is any of that real?
No.
No, it's all phony baloney.
It depends
stuff.
On how much you weigh.
Really?
Yes, the heavier you are, the less wind chill factor.
Let's say you weigh 404. What would your wind chill factor be?
Rather low.
Really?
Well, not too bad, because skinny people cool faster. Heavy people cool slower. Yeah. So
there's
the wind chill factor needs to calculate for that, but it doesn't. They just have one standard deduction.
So there is a plus to being bigger in the winter.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like bears. Is that why bears beef up during the winter?
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, let's talk Christmas memories. This is the Christmas special. Sean, back in your Christmas times over the last 30 some odd years, what has been your best Christmas memory?
Probably when I was like 12, because I wanted a bicycle at the time, and I got it.
You got it. Santa Claus brought you a bicycle. Wow. Well, thank him. He's right there.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
Yes.
<you're welcome.
laughs> Now, Santa, what is your favorite Christmas memory? You've been around for what now? 700, 8,000 years? Long time. So...
good memories every year, just taking toys.
Lean
to
into the
kids.
Mic, Santa.
Taking toys to the kids every year.
See, I'm not going to get any toys this year because I'm...
What about Santa's workshop? How much time do you spend there every day?
Oh, spend a lot of time there every day.
I figure. What about Mrs. Claus? Is she cleaning the house while you're making toys?
Making cookies, cleaning the house, getting all ready for Christmas.
Does she make fruitcake?
No.
No? Hey, we just got a new fruitcake. The Claxton brand? That's good.
I tried fruitcake last year, and I can't do it anymore.
Well, you didn't eat the best fruitcake then.
How do you know a good fruitcake from a bad fruitcake?
Moisture, for one thing, and the quality of the candied fruit within the fruitcake.
But what's the breading?
Well, I don't know. It's combination of flour and something else.
Well, it tastes like soap to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
I just can't do fruitcake. Mm-hmm. Fruitcake is not my
thing. I was going to bring one in. Should have.
Yeah. They always sell them. Why do they sell fruitcakes at banks and such?
At banks?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did.
My bank, there's a thing in the window, $5 a fruitcake.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my bank, you don't go in. You just drive up.
Well, it's in the drive-up window.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Get them through the box.
Through the, where you,
yeah.
Oh, do they send it through the tube?
They must.
Interesting.
Right through the tube. I want a fruitcake.
Fruitcake through the tube.
Send it through with those suckers.
Wow.
Charlie, this will be your 82nd Christmas. What's your favorite Christmas memory in 8 decades?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's been too long ago. Well, no, I can remember, especially during World War II, getting a little bit of something during rationing. You couldn't get much at all. Toys, anything, any toy had to be wooden, metals being used for the war effort. And so it was a kind of a slim thing, but I guess we didn't mind. We got by.
Now, is it more fun for you to be a child at Christmas, a parent at Christmas, or a grandparent at Christmas?
Cheaper to be a child.
Cheaper?
Yes.
It's gotten more expensive as the years.
And when you get to be a grandparent, it's even more expensive.
Than when you're a parent?
Yes.
Because you have more grandchildren.
You have grandchildren, yes.
The whole thing.
That's right.
It is,
and the grandchildren have husbands and wives, and it goes on and on.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Even your grandkids are married now?
No, but...
No.
Getting close.
Getting close, but yeah. The kids are all married.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans for Christmas this year? Do you do Christmas on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet what we're going to do.
Really?
I mean, it's getting kind of late.
10 days.
That's right.
10 days out.
But, yeah, I don't know for sure. But I do have a wonderful cousin still living. He's my age in California. And every year he sends us a ham. And we just got it today. Woo, boy.
It's a good ham?
Mm.
A California ham?
It's from California, Missouri. Believe it or not.
So he
lives? It's the largest ham company in America, I think.
Now, he lives in California.
Yes,
though,
right.
But the ham comes from California, Missouri.
Right. It's kind of strange, isn't
it? That's an interesting dovetail.
The literature that comes with a ham shows the owner of the ham processor shaking hands with Harry Truman.
Harry Truman?
Yes.
My goodness.
Harry gave them some kind of an award back in 52.
Do you think they know who it is?
I don't know.
Because I think Harry Truman is many years ago.
Oh, yes. Give him hell, Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Sean, when you think of Christmas, what are your Christmas plans this year?
Usually I just go to my parents. That's about it. Usually
they have the money.
They must. Is that where the gifts are?
Yeah. No, and I go to some friends, too.
Don't you have a Christmas celebration with mistletoe and holly and trees and punch and fruitcake?
I mean, just normal, you know, stuff, I think. Just like to get together.
A little get together?
Yeah.
Santa, what are your Christmas plans?
Be out delivering all them toys.
Yeah. But what do you do?
Yeah, what does he eat for Christmas?
Yeah, what do you have for Christmas Eve dinner before you go out?
I enjoy a nice Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah, like turkey?
Yep.
Ham?
Turkey, ham, all the
trimmings. All everything.
Yep.
Bowls. What's your favorite type of dessert? Because Christmas desserts are one of the great parts of Christmas, and aside from fruitcake, like candy canes and sugar cookies.
Fruitcake.
Yeah, I like Christmas cookies.
What is Santa's favorite type of cookie? What is?
Chocolate chip. Chip cookies.
I heard it's sugar cookies, like the bells and the Santa Clauses.
And the gingerbread men.
And so you like them all?
Absolutely.
Really, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
Santa
matter.
Claus will take them all.
Just leave whatever you got as far as a cookie.
Now, how do you think Santa Claus keeps his weight up?
That's right.
All the cookies? How many cookies does Santa Claus consume on Christmas Eve?
Oh, thousands.
There's more than a million people on the planet.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to guess. Hundreds of thousands.
How many women have you kissed?
Oh, Charlie, I can't kiss and tell.
No, the kids tell.
The kids tell.
Yeah, they saw Mommy kissing Santa.
There is. Here's a question I've been asking, and we're going to hear some great Christmas music momentarily. But what is the difference between a Christmas song and a Christmas carol? Go ahead. It's open to the floor.
Oh,
carol is tradition.
Yeah, but so let me throw a song out and tell me if it's a Christmas song or is it a Christmas carol. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's a song.
That's a song, yeah.
Now, okay, Deck the Halls.
That's a carol.
What's the difference between those two?
One you go to the house and one you didn't sing.
Like, I've heard people singing Rudolph on the Street.
That's not usually a group will go to people's houses.
They're carolers, yes.
Yeah.
But what if a caroler does like Frosty the Snowman?
Well, is that a privilege?
Is that a carol?
It's just privilege. I mean, whatever he wants.
No, but does that become a carol?
No. No carol. You know what a carol is.
I know what a carol
is. You find them in your hymn books. That's a general place.
So if it ends up in a hymn book,
yeah,
it's a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it seem like Christmas this year? I know we were talking last year. It was 70 degrees on Christmas Eve. It was like, boy, it doesn't feel like Christmas. This year, does it feel like Christmas?
Feels pretty cold. I don't know. What's it supposed to feel like?
Well, I don't know. People seem to get that warmth and that feeling, and they get that happiness.
And they get the bill.
And then they get the bill.
See, I like celebrating Christmas all year round.
Yeah. But you can't do that, can you?
Well, if I move to Santa Claus, Indiana, I can.
But this is not Santa Claus, Indiana.
No, but...
By the way, we do want to mention that for all the children out there listening and their parents. If you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And we'll give that again before the program's over.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's where you send your letters.
Santa Claus, Indiana.
The whole town is Santa Claus all year round.
Is that right?
Yeah, they've got a water park there that's Santa Claus. And
what about the North Pole? Santa,
you live at the North Pole, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but you're so talkative. But your mail comes from Santa Claus, Indiana.
That's correct. That's the hub.
That's the hub. So they FedEx your mail to you?
Yep.
Somebody time Santa Claus's words tonight and see how many he speaks before the evening's out. But no, Santa Claus, Indiana is where the mail is sent because the town was named after Santa Claus, and then it's forwarded up to the North Pole and sent to all the kids on Christmas.
Wow. That's a long way to send that mail from Indiana to the North Pole.
But Santa can't take all the mail up in the North Pole because he's busy with the elves. And there's a whole post office dedicated to itself in Santa Claus, Indiana.
Well, I've been to the North Pole, and it's mainly a gift shop.
Well, were you there in December, though?
No.
Yeah, that's when they put out their trees and the whole decorations and everything. Now, we're going to go to a great group here in town who performed last year on our Christmas special.
Yes, and they were on stage at the Palace Theater.
Christmas at the Palace.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to do several great Christmas tunes for us tonight, which is going to be a lot of fun. And Sean's going to send the mic over there so we can hear them perform here in the studio. It is a great pleasure to welcome... We'll have to stretch this introduction out a little bit while we get the microphone.
Sean's earphones wouldn't reach that.
Took his head right off there. He was about decapitated on Christmas here. Charlie, give us a nice introduction for your favorite group.
Yes, I think they're such a group that they deserve to have a magazine story written about them or a big newspaper story because they're just so good. And to have a father that accompanies them like that, that's super. Now, I call him Leshecki.
Lesechny, right? Lesechny. Yeah, Lesechny. Leshecki.
Leshecki.
Leshecki. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The Leshecki family.
Yeah. They're great.
Yes, here, let's hear them.
Without you,
Very nice.
Yes.
And again, that was the Leshechny brothers performing the Christmas polka.
And they perform at quite a few different places, and I would suppose that they're in demand.
Oh, I would imagine, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are... why don't you guys introduce yourself on the radio here?
Well, my name is Alexander.
My name is Sebastian.
My name is Matus.
My name is Ursula.
And my dad's name is Thomas.
Thomas, very nice. Now that Ursula is a part of the group, now is it still the Leshechny brothers?
Or
is
it the Leshechny family.
The Leshechny family.
Ah.
You see, it's growing.
Yes.
Growing in size. And what instruments do you guys play, for the people who can't see you?
I play the saxophone.
I play the trumpet.
I play the clarinet.
I play the trumpet.
Trombone.
Yeah.
Trombone. And it's a very musically oriented family, is it not, Charlie?
It certainly is, led by their father and his great-sounding accordion.
Absolutely, and it's a great pleasure to have them here, and we're going to have them perform another number here, a great Christmas number. Now, don't forget, coming up, we have Glenna and Paul Savage here. We're going to have the big Christmas sing-along like we do every year. Santa Claus is here, and who knows who will pop in the next... hour and a half or so. Now, remember, Mr. Jingling was advertised as to be here, but apparently 20 inches of snow fell in Cleveland today. We haven't heard what happened to Mr. Jingling. We hope he's doing well, yes, wherever he is. He may appear, but if he doesn't, we'll try to get some word during the 7 o'clock break.
That's a long drive.
Yeah,
that's 2.5 hours.
And in 20 inches of snow, it could, yes, could be rather dangerous. Mm. But let's go back to the great Leshechny family.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero años, Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero años, Felicidad. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas to my bottom of my heart. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas in my bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año. Feliz. Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año, Felicia. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas in my bottom of my heart. I wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas in my bottom of my heart. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas in my bottom of my heart.
The Leshechny family. Very nice from the studio audience here. Now, that was little Ursula who sang that song. Ursula, how old are you?
Five
years old. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Yeah.
Plays the musical instruments and can sing like that at 5 years old.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they did a great job at the Palace Theater. Can you imagine they were all in dress for the occasion? The boys had on, I think, dark pants with a red stripe.
I bet stole the show.
It was great, yes.
Now, at 5 years old, you were still eating paste, weren't you, Sean?
I could have been, yes.
You hadn't got past that stage yet.
Yeah.
See, it's an instrument is very hard to learn to play.
Yes.
Charlie, did you ever learn to play an instrument?
No, I didn't. I always wanted to, but never learned.
Neither did I.
I did play instrument. I played trombone and baritone.
Do you still play?
No.
Do you have either one of them?
No.
Okay.
I used to have a trombone. I sold it. Got bored with it.
Well, that was a wonderful Christmas carol fable there you told us. That was nice.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Glenna Savage perform. She's prepared, I believe, a nice number on the piano we're going to have before this hour is out. We've got Charlie Evers doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas." We have more numbers from the Leshechny family over here. It's going to be a tremendous time, and we're going to go to them. Charlie, introduce the audience again to our favorite group.
Yes, that's my favorite group. Let her rip.
Well, who are they?
I never before had trouble pronouncing names. Well, let's just say it, Leshechny.
No. Let's say it. The Leshechny family.
Okay, Leshechny. All right. Leshechny.
There you go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas!
What is a parent's favorite Christmas carol?
What?
Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven above, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born.
Hey, what another great number that there is performed here by the Leshechny family with young Ursula there. And we're now joined by another one of our great hosts here on WWGH Radio. Hosts two shows here. On Monday, it's Voice of a People. And on Tuesday, it's The Chat, Linda Sims. Linda, how are you here in the holiday time?
Well, I'm doing a whole lot better than I was.
You came under the weather.
Yeah, I had some type of virus.
But you're feeling better tonight.
I'm feeling better tonight.
Well, we are glad to hear that. Linda, what we talked about earlier on, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
Oranges.
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 That used to be associated with Christmas. You don't hear of that too much anymore.
No, right. Back in another era, an orange was very much appreciated.
Yeah, oranges. It would, you know, like they would send you to bed early, right, because Santa Claus was coming, and you would go to sleep with all that, you know, being anxious and all those type of things and feelings going on, and you'd think about what you were getting and what you asked for and all that, and you doze off and go to sleep, and the scent of oranges always woke me up. Mm-hmm.
What happened to oranges at Christmas time?
They became more plentiful. They weren't so much an item that you would have a big desire for. But back in earlier times when we didn't have as much to do with, an orange was really a treasure.
Now, Sean, would you like an orange for Christmas? I like that idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing. Put your stocking in it.
It's the aroma and the fragrance of it. Now, we had plenty of fruit, but...
Now, do you still have oranges around at Christmas time?
Yes, I try to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Santa Claus, would you mind bringing some oranges this year for Christmas?
Sure.
Well, okay. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah.
How you doing, Santa?
Doing great.
Now, we'll get you a microphone here in a second. These answers will come right across. Santa, still doing well?
Doing great.
Glad to hear it. Oranges. Did you used to deliver a lot of oranges?
Used to deliver a lot of oranges.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Charlie, what year do you think oranges went out?
What year do I think they went up?
Yeah, what year? What year?
I never thought about oranges going up.
Out.
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 Oh.
What year did they do away with them?
Not
out.
Famous.
Oh, about 20,
yeah, not famous
20 years
as they
ago.
Used to be. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that precise?
Could be.
I don't, in my lifetime, I don't remember oranges at Christmas. Do you?
I do not, but I think it sounds
I
like
do.
A good idea, though.
We ought to get some oranges here for the studio because I remember seeing movies like It's a Wonderful Life where they had oranges.
Yeah.
How many people really enjoyed a fruit basket?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, they're still around. But I never thought the fruit was very good quality in fruit baskets.
Well,
I guess it depends on who put them together.
Well, I'm going to turn this call over to Sean here. And if they want to be on the air, they can be. But we are having a tremendous time here at the WWGH Christmas Party / Christmas Special.
Yes. Oranges along with a can of nuts. That was another.
Oh, yeah.
We have a call for Santa? Can you get your headphones on there, Santa? Because you're not going to hear without the headphones. Okay, we're going to take a chance here and see if Santa can hear this. Go ahead. You're on the air with Santa.
Santa, how are you doing this year?
Doing great.
Good, good. I'm a little concerned. You look like, you're a little peaked there. I know you've been working overtime getting them toys out and everything. But, is your cholesterol okay? Are you good? Are you healthy? Are you ready to really make that run this year?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. I tell you what, to get a little boost of energy to pick you up, get an orange. An orange will boost you up really good. And have a great, wonderful run this year and bring peace, hope, and happiness to everybody.
Well, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I could hear the sentiment in that it was just wonderful.
Right.
That Merry Christmas that at the end
okay.
was just so filled with the Christmas spirit
and
joy.
Oh, wow.
Do you feel it this year, Sean? Do you feel the Christmas spirit in here? It's a wonderful feeling.
Yes. And, you know, I think outside, too, because it's just snow. I like when it snows during
it's
Christmas
cold.
Time.
Yeah, it's a rather cold time, though.
Yeah.
We're approaching the end of hour number one, about 6 minutes left here, and of course we've got Linda Sims, Charlie Evers, Santa Claus, Sean Kraft all here in the studio, Paul and Glenna Savage, going to have some great numbers, the big Christmas sing-along we do. Charlie, what are you going to do during the break?
During the break?
Yeah. I know the answer to this, but go ahead.
You mean eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just might do that.
Because we should mention that the great supporter of this program is Sansoda
Italian. Sansoda Italian.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And they have supplied the food for tonight. We thank them so much. They have great rolls, a beautiful salad over there. And what is that main dish, Charlie? What would you call that?
The main dish?
Yeah.
It's kind of a pasta pozzola.
Marzetti.
It's delicious.
Or
Marzetti.
Fazula?
Marzetti. Marzetti. It's Marzetti, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can call it pasta fazula if you want.
Wasn't there a song with that in it? Pasta fazula?
Was that a Christmas carol or a Christmas Vula? Song?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Santa, how are you?
Fine.
Doing okay? I'm glad to hear it. Go. Oh, you have a question for Santa. I was hoping somebody would.
Santa, how's your reindeer during this year? They were all ready to go?
All ready to go. All fed and healthy and ready to go.
Now, can anybody name all the reindeer?
Santa can.
We all know Rudolph.
Yep.
Right? Go. Who are the other seven?
You got Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Oh, he got it.
Oh.
Santa got it.
Boy.
We'll give him some tickets to the Columbus Zoo.
Can you name the seven dwarfs in Snow White?
Now you're pushing it, Charlie.
No oranges for his stocking. None at all this year. Now, again, you're listening to the WWGH Christmas Special, third annual. Linda Sims here, Santa Claus, the Savage Family, Charlie Evers, Sean Kraft, the Leshechny Brothers, the Leshechny Family. I forgot the
name.
That's
right.
Because little Ursula is now in the group. Yeah. And we are having a tremendous time as we celebrate the holiday season.
And you know what? Those two songs, they were awesome.
Feliz Navidad and the Christmas Polka.
I'm waiting to hear In Heaven There Is No Beer.
That's not a Christmas carol, is it, Charlie?
No.
No, remember, we've got Glenna Savage coming up doing some great Christmas numbers on the piano, specially prepared here. Charlie Evers doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and the Great Christmas Sing-Along. We're going to do the Christmas song and the First Noel and all those other great songs. Silver Bells. Did anybody ever get the trivia question the other day? Who originally sang Silver Bells, 1950? It was a person who was not born in Ohio, but grew up in Ohio.
Bob Hope?
It was Bob Hope.
Yeah.
You knew that.
I knew his brother. He had
a
restaurant over east of Mount Gilead.
Was it George Kasotis?
No.
But I bet you Bob ate at George's restaurant.
I bet his brother ate at George's.
Oh, Bob was probably in there.
Yeah.
He was golfing through during one of those road pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The Road to Greekville.
But yeah, the Hope family were in the restaurant business.
Were they?
Yeah.
And Bob broke away.
And Bob broke away. He said, none of that for me.
No, thanks for the memories, but I'm going to
give me a golf club and I'll
Hollywood.
Be on my way.
He did some great holiday specials over the years.
Oh
he had the big celebrity. And he always had the Rose Bowl Queen and the All-American football team.
And who's the person who does Bob Hope? Remember, he does that song all the time.
Oh, yeah. He came in for Christmas one time for us, Lynn Roberts.
Yes, very good. He does a good impersonator of Bob Hope.
Oh.
Yeah, Silver Bells. Silver Bell. And that's one of those songs that it's not a carol, though, is it?
No.
No. No. That's a Christmas song. Yeah.
Right.
So a whole lot. Everybody's in such a good mood tonight.
I don't know. Linda, what do you think?
Flowing through. Linda, Christmas carol, Christmas song.
It's a song.
It's a song. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a Christmas carol? That's the question of the night. What's the difference between a Christmas carol and a Christmas song?
I think it's more spiritual.
Yeah,
God inspired.
Right.
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it has nothing to do if you sing it carol or sing it.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
That's what I said.
Difference. No.
Yeah. I don't believe that either.
Mm-mm.
I agree.
Can you imagine a group of carolers knock on your door and you open it up and say, "Oh, good to see you." And they sing "Rock Around the Christmas Tree."
You know, my question is, I was wondering if you guys know this answer, anybody out in the audience, how can you get those people to come to your house? They've never come in my house before, ever.
Mine either.
They put an X on your sidewalk in the summertime, and they come back to that house with their X on the sidewalk.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you sign up for it?
It's a fabrication.
I know. But how do you sign up for it, though? You know, Charlie?
Is it something you sign up for? Don't they just go?
Usually they go to members of their church, not just anybody.
Oh. They don't just go to neighborhoods?
Well, sometimes.
I would like a caroling group to come into my neighborhood. Wouldn't that Christmas you up?
I've got a story. I hate to tell it, but I will.
All right.
With very little encouragement.
Okay.
Okay. I was at my mother's house one night with my two daughters and my wife, and we heard a knock on the door. And we opened it up, and there were a group of carolers. And I said, oh, come on in. And so they all came in the house. But here's the story. Just before they knocked on the door, my two girls had had lice in their hair. And my mother got inundated with and so I had sprayed the whole house with anti-lice stuff. And the whole house smelled of chemicals. And in walked the carolers. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Did they get bugs?
No, no, because I had sprayed for them.
But they smelled the chemicals.
I'm sure they did.
They did. But this was your mother's house.
Yes.
So you took your kids over to your mom's house to spray
them. It was a week before we took the kids over. And, you know, when kids with that in their hair, they kind of leave it on the furniture. And my mother, when we went over that night, said, I can't understand. My scalp itches all the time.
Oh, your poor mom.
Oh.
Yep.
What a sad Christmas story that was.
Yeah, that
That's
was
horrible.
I
poor Mrs. Evers ended up with the Christmas lice.
That's right.
Anyway, we're coming back here for the next hour.
Santa Claus, make a good the Christmas lice.
That was a delightful Christmas story. Mm. I'm sure the listening audience appreciates that one, and we appreciate it here in the studio.
I never asked the carolers what they thought.
Well, they never came back. You never saw them again.
That's right. No, they never came back.
They were
back.
Getting shampooed somewhere.
Yeah.
The WWGH Christmas special will continue in about 10 minutes. Charlie Evers is going to hit the buffet, and Santa Claus is going to keep being full of merriment.
That's what I expected. Yeah, he looks like he's full of merriment.
That's what I expected.
Merry Christmas.
Try it. Give us a big ho, 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 Merry Christmas as we go to break.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
All right, the Christmas special will be back. Lots of music. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
But I have no talent as far as those pretty things that women do with paper and string and ribbon. I can't do any of that. It looks like I was at a rodeo first. It's frightening. Frightening.
Because it is Christmas, and one of the most important parts of Christmas, is the music. And we hear the music a lot, and I do love your voice. So can you give us a little bit of a Christmas carol, one of your favorite Christmas songs?
Oh, I wish I had the lyrics. Wait a minute. Deck the halls with gin and tonic, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
WWGH Radio wishes you and yours a very happy holiday season.
Carl's Graphics and Printing is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 600 Belfountain Avenue. Telephone number 740-382-6583. Website www.carlgraphics.com.